rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look, family and friends are all you've got. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's weird. It is really weird seeing grown men still crying over Kobe Bryant's death on live TV, radio, like full ugly crying, unable to speak. And I wrote the transcript to this episode a few weeks ago, and something in my spirit said, stop, take a break. The commenters, the anchors, the peers of Kobe Bryant who flocked to TV, radio, and social media to express their condolences have now, for some reason, turned against people that criticize Kobe Bryant's life, I guess. But for some reason, it feels all very authentic to me because guess what? Your anti-blackness and anti-womanness is showing, bitch. I have never, while he was alive anyway, I've never seen any of this support or lack thereof while the man was alive. And where were his and his daughter's roses, the true person we should be focusing on, where were their roses when they were alive? Well, that's who I thought they'd cry for, an innocent child. You know, if anything, we would be rallying for helicopter safety in California. So why so much praise for Kobe Bryant after his death, even though he was an entire rapist or whatever it is, trigger warning or whatever the fuck? Well, death is a part of life, and finding ways to cope with the physical aspect is never easy, and I am not going to try to wade into that landmine. But what I am going to say is that you take every single motherfucking opportunity to tear down a black woman, and it's getting on my nerves. I don't want to expose myself and my spirit to the issues of cisgender straight celebrity men. I don't care what race they are. I don't care. But what I do care about is people's ability to be themselves in culture. And that grace extends back to me. So if a woman is doing her job on a show, you should probably let her do it. And if you're mad that we brought up rape, you're probably a fucking rapist. So let's just start there. I don't know. That's all I have to say. If you want to defend rape and rape culture, do your best, honey. But best believe I'm watching and I'm looping you right on into the rest of the bitches. So I'm on the other side. I don't rape people. So I don't have a horse or a dog or a nothing in this fight, a ball or nothing. I've got nothing. I have no opinions because it's not a part of my reality. So anyway, have fun with your fucking weird ass shit. And good for Gayle King and Oprah. Fuck y'all bitches. At least they know what the fuck. At least they got a goddamn job. You're sitting on the fucking internet being a motherfucking commentator, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, let me move on. I don't give a fuck about nobody. Because it's not about that. Today we're talking about numerology part two. I'm so sorry. I just got really angry. I don't know. I just got really angry because I'm tired of talking about rape. I want to talk about the human consciousness, and everybody wants to talk about fucking rape. Sick. Anyway. And people that molest other people, like, this is getting out of hand. And no one's talking about the fact that this little girl died. Especially Kobe Bryant's daughter. But, you know, rest in heaven, little baby. Whatever. What about the aspect of Kobe Bryant's death that involves grieving? That is kind of the part that is making me feel weird, because like seeing all these people like out here publicly grieve somebody that they never publicly praised while he was alive, like, it's kind of really, people are really fucked up. And but apparently they fucked with Kobe too, and they fucked with him hard. And seeing grown men cry on TV is not something that should shock me. Like, I don't know why I'm shocked. I guess I'm shocked because I never really expected men to feel so deeply for other men like this. Like, it's in what's, yeah, it's, I'm just going to stop there on that one. But it's not like men are taught to care. And hell, I mean, even gay men put everyone and everything aside. You know, they distance everything and everyone, including myself, you know, if it doesn't involve sex or some sexual behavior or the pursuit thereof. So why is it odd for me to wrap my mind around the fact that these men, these very straight dudes on TV and adults in general, not really, this is not a conversation about anybody in particular, but it's just for some reason hard to wrap my mind around the fact that these people actually have friends or feel friendship. Especially when I define friendliness and friendship as something different, as maybe more of a survival mechanism than a social utility. I guess a survival mechanism is technically a social utility, but solely, you know, very specifically for survival, as opposed to could be for something fun. Today, let's define friendship. We're talking about numerology, but like, what does numerology have to do with friendship? And I'm using this very clear expression of grief for Kobe Bryant on TV as the example of friendship that I want to pinpoint today without caring who is watching. You know, I don't really give a fuck, but it could be used as the benchmark for today's conversation on friendship. How do you define friendship? I don't really know why these people are like ugly crying over a celebrity. I guess they know him or his family or something, some aspect about him to some degree, but I guess they know him as friends, as at least like the LeBron James of the world. Your family also will cry when you die, so they can be considered a hybrid of both. So anybody a part of his family is probably a friend. The point is that it seems impossible to find people you barely like, and would cry for you, ugly cry for you on TV. Like, that seems like something special. And especially after like a big, like if you went to college, like it's really hard to find people, or high school, it's really hard to find people that you like that would also ugly cry for you. And 'cause it's just like, it's just odd to see. And I'm like, well, yeah, I would have people that ugly cry for me on TV, but they would. But that's special, isn't it? You know, and most people don't have that privilege. And in school, you seem to, because you're concentrated with people, you're constantly bumping into new people because their circumstances are similar to yours. And that's, you know, you're by the locker, you're, hey, hi, hang around, you know, you just have to play nice. especially because you don't have any reason to hate anybody. And so you tend to become friends, and you can meet friends without any trouble in school. So elementary school, high school, college, after college, master's, army, whatever the fuck it is, trade school, whatever school you decided to go to. You can meet friends without any trouble generally. And that's mainly because you see them every day and you have lockers next to them and you are engaged in extracurricular activities or you go drinking together or whatever it is. Also, time to hang out with these people is another major factor of why you became friends with them. So like LeBron James and Kobe most likely became friends because they spent time together. But as you grow older, that diminishes with adulthood. If your memory serves you right, you maybe didn't like your friends all that much when you were younger, but sometimes connecting with friends felt right. You try to go out and meet new people, but it's easier to be at home with loved ones half the time. Or maybe that's just my sheltered ass. I don't know. Yeah. You can find work friends, but that gets messy for no reason. It's like there's nothing like going to school with somebody, like no stress, like, oh my God, we have a test. Let's cheat off each other. That's what I'm talking about. You can try to go out and meet new people, but it's easier to be at home with loved ones. Nobody does anything but stand around and stare when you go out. Well, me anyway, especially straight people. I try. So that's not very likely to find friends there. And everyone is so fucking awkward because they're so lonely too. Like, it's hard being an extrovert in an introverted world because everyone is so fucking awkward. And I feel very stared at. But what do most people do? As a result of all these feelings, like most people just turn away and they go home and then they turn to the internet. And social media seems to be exposing you to more people across the world, but it's not getting you any more friends. Like you have all these followers, but you like snap at them when they talk to you on Twitter, like me. That's why I'm like, why are you even on social media if you don't like being social? But social media is not about being social. Social media is socially consuming content. Like people, it's like calling, like you have all these followers, but you don't even have anybody to call or hang out with. Or the people you are hanging out with, you are only hanging out with them so you can take pictures to put on social media to show people that you are not lonely. Last week, I mean, it might not be true for everyone. I mean, this might not be true for everyone, but even if a situation in your life does not have a clear reason for happening unexpectedly, does it lack value? Because you seem more interested in being self-conscious and you're like fucking worried about being or like keeping up with the Joneses. Last week, we talked about how like you being in math class was like this big thing. And potentially, you know, as a child, you didn't really like see it as training for this exact moment you're experiencing right now. And today I'm trying to find a way to explain how numbers are connected to the planets and the stars above. So last week we talked about how the numbers are related to you and why you should pay attention to them simply by the fact that you've always paid attention to them. And now is just like any other time. In which you see patterns. That is your ability. That is your superpower, is to see patterns. That is the superpower of every survivalist species on this planet. And we know through astrology that the exact same time and moment that you took your first breath corresponds with the specific position of a planet. And that position of the planet corresponds with some other host series of factors, and that series of factors has a mythology to it, and that mythology attached to them or those series of factors give evidence of some sort of esoteric energy. So esoteric means unknown or hidden. So as it relates to numerology, today I'm going to try to connect the numbers with us, with the stars. Physicists now know that each planet has an energy that allows us to make images of it. NASA just released an image of the sun the other day. It was like this, like, it looks like a weird, it looks like a weird piece of crunkled up plastic or like corn on the cob or something. It looks like this weird thing. And I don't know if you've been listening to my show very often, but what we know from these images is that they're not actually images. They're rendering. They're artistic renderings. Scientists use big machines. And we know that no camera could actually take a picture like that. We know you can't look at the sun. So why would they give us a picture of the fucking sun? How did they get that one? Easy. Well, they imagined it, which is common knowledge. That's not something that's like bad or anything, but it's not like, oh my God, we just saw the sun. Like, no, you just saw the sun in your mind and drew it on a piece of paper. But how can they even fix their mouths to even tell us that that's a picture of the sun? Well, that's because the energy of the sun exists outside what you can see, feel, hear, taste, and smell. There's a series of other factors at play. Scientists use big machines. These big machines can detect energy outside of what you can sense. And that cosmic energy is more important than a few pictures on your smartphone. So, to recap, numerology represents a mythological framework that is attached to our current reality. It's theoretical. I would say it's theoretical, through which you can analyze the psychosocial structure and function of numbers. So there's a social work component to it. It's weird. Modern mathematics has similar aims. That's how we're connecting, is because modern mathematics has similar aims, and you've been learning about this your entire life. Find the truth about numbers, and by finding where there are no longer patterns. Or the invariance, not the variance. We don't care about what's different. We care about what's the same. And in Indian medicine, the Christian Bible, the Islamic tradition, those all have something rooted in global truths about numbers. There are very specific things that are the same. We don't care about what's different. That's fun. You know, biodiversity, like the races and the genders and the gender identities and all that kind of stuff is great. That's fun. That's about, you know, that represents our humanity. But there are things about this reality that represent our divinity. And it's something about these goddamn numbers. I don't know. Indian people believe that numbers give us insight into the finite part of our reality. Number one represents the sun. And to start, we're going to focus on the father of the solar system, not the social system. But the father of the solar system is number one. If you're number one, if you add up all the numbers in your birthday, you're associated and you get a number one, you're associated with the house Leo in astrology. And according to Indian people and Indian tradition, which is also pretty much one-to-one match in terms of characters and information, as the Christian Bible is and the Islamic tradition and the Judeo-Christian, whatever, all that shit. According to those people who practice Hindu, the sun represents our consciousness, like God represents consciousness. The Son of God represents consciousness in Christian. Our ability to analyze and organize the world is consciousness. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to do anything with you specifically. It has to do with what these numbers represent. But there's a psychosocial structure. It has something to do with how we relate to ourselves and other people. And there's a function. There's a specific function of each one of these. So number one is interesting as a number because it can be the key motivation of number one is that you want to strive higher. It's the unification. It's that ultimate good. It's the consistency of idea. It's the justification for why you're here is the source of your, of you. It's the, your, if so, yeah. So instead of thinking of, so you can think of these numbers as reflections of you or in your personality, that psychosocial thing, that how do you develop as a healthy person? And it's also parallel one-to-one metaphoric, you know, connection to everything in reality, including the cosmos. So you can think of the sun, or you can think of a father, or you can think of the motivation to be right. And you got to be careful of certain things too, because this is an energy. So this energy surrounds, you know, extreme dieting. This energy surrounds your need to be perfectly healthy and take vitamins and do cleansing, and you can do too many diet pills and get a heart condition from it, or you can, you just become, you can become irrational because you feel the energy of perfection. So that's what I mean about the metaphor. It can be anything, but this energy is the energy of perfection and the energy of consciousness. So what does number two have to do with it? In a psychosocial framework such as numerology, number two is actually the reflection of number one. So even in math, like, you think, you know, you add one and one together, you know, you get two. If you put one to a mirror and it's reflecting the one, you get two ones. So what does number two mean? Number two, so if you, oh, and I'm a psychic number two. So last week we were talking about the three categories of numbers: psychic, destiny, and name. And all you have to do is add up your birthday. So if you were born on June 11th, 1988, you know, you would add 0 plus 6 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 8. And then you would get some number, and you would add those two numbers together.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And you would get something like that. And that's your destiny number. So I'm a destiny number 9 and a psychic number 2. And you get your psychic number by adding just the day that you were born. So I was born on the 11th day. So I had 1 plus 1. I'm a psychic number 2. But the psychic number is not that serious. Your psychic number is the psychosocial part of all of this. And, oh my God, hence psychic. Oh my God, I just realized that. Anyway, how you develop as a healthy individual, that is your psychic number. And if you're a psychic number 1, you want things to be perfect. Oppositely, I'm a psychic number two. So I am a reflection of that perfection, but it's synthesized through my imagination. So I have a lot of feelings, which is true. I care deeply about a lot of things, which is why I have this show. And Seven Bomar on secretenergy.com, he asserts that the affirmation of number two is that, quote, you meet all needs with your presence alone, end quote. Number two to me, when I meditate on this, it represents duality. So, excuse me, I'm scratching winter eczema. Anyway, it represents duality, or this, the energy, not of perfection, but of choice, which is the opposite of perfection. Because perfection would be like one thing, and that's truth, and that's it. But having choice and the variation, the infinite variations in between those choices, that is what I value as a human being. Also why I have this show. Anyway, the energy of number two to me represents the black and white of life. And that's how I think. Like, I really do try to be open and everything, but I'm like, it's the egoic part of being able to make that choice and being able to stand in that choice and not have things that are perfect and know it's perfect because I chose it, not because it is. That's the difference. And that's what's cool about number two. What's your number? What's your destiny? Or what's your psychic number? What's your destiny number? Numerology is very interesting. Some people call it they call it eneology, which is a mathematics term. It's very odd how all of this kind of works together, but let's talk about number two in the cosmic sense. Number two is the reflector. So if number one is the sun, then number two is naturally the moon, as the moon reflects the sun's light and then affects the earth. And the moon also represents Monday. I'm a morning person. It's actually weird because Mondays are my favorite day. Fridays, I hate Fridays because I'm so tired on Friday because I'm so excited during the week. Let's see. Also, but twos can be selfish. That's what I was talking to you about, like that choice thing, like really representing choice. The number two energy is ruling our reality right now, I would say. Because of, I'm reading this book on numerology that kind of goes into this a little bit more detail, but actually number two is not the best number to have as a psychic number because it's not stable. That choice thing, it introduces chaos into reality. But the good thing is that what you lose in stability, you gain in fun and feelings and like all the good things that make you a human. And what you lose in stability, you gain in support from others. So when I say it's not a good number to have, it's not a good number to have on its own, but that's the point. The point is that you seek support. The point is that you live in a space that requires support. That's good. And that's fun. That's what perpetuates life. Life is a collection, is a collective. And without the moon, the earth would not be here or would not be thriving as it is. In this book that I was reading, it says that like the moon's, the mineral content of the moon is what makes it special too. The moon crystals and shit like that. Because when the light reflects it, it changes the light in some way. It changes the perturbations of ether or whatever the fuck. And takes away some of the harsh effects of that perfection of that sun. So, because perfection is nice, but I'm just like, who wants to live in a sterile world? Like, I don't. That's my two coming out. That's my imagination. It's the imagination. It's the hopes. It's the dreams. It's the everything. It's the potential energy. But it changes it into potential energy and shoots it back at the earth. And that's where we get plants and water and shit moving and tides and growth. it's necessary, but you need support in order. That is a very hard job to reflect perfection, you know, to synthesize perfection and reflect art. That's something that's hard to do, but it requires support. And that's the fun thing about it. Because at the end of the day, who wants to be alone? I'm such an extrovert. Oh my God. That number two energy, it's every time I talk about it, it's just like, yeah, that's my personality. I don't know why. That's my psychic energy, but I'm a destiny nine, though. It's weird to have a destiny number nine. We're going to get to destiny number nine, but let's stop. You know what? 1, 2, 9. I think 9 is good to go to next. Where's 9 at? 9 is next. 1, 2, 9, 5, 3, 6, 8, 4, 7 is the true order of the numbers. That's another thing about numerology. There's a function to it. There's a code. It's a matrix. Oh my God. Oh my God. So number 9. I'm a destiny 9. Destiny 9 represents Mars. Mars is that girl. Mars is that protector girl. You know, Mars is the fighter. But Mars tries to avoid conflict, but is very strong. So in order to create harmony, sometimes you have to use force. In order to find the easygoing part of your reality, you have to fight. But nines embrace everybody. 9 is the number of completion, honey. Yes, honey. It makes me a little worried because also part of my reality is being kind of like an old soul, and it's weird to do this. But Tuesday is that girl. I'm a morning person. I'm an early week person. Monday, Tuesday are my girls. Those are my numbers. 1 and 2 and 9. Seven Bomar affirms this number. You are valued and cherished, quote, end quote. So cute. What number are you? Well, today we talked about numerology, and you're supposed to add up the numbers in your birthday, and each number in your name corresponds. We're going to talk about that later at a later time, but each letter in your name represents a number as well. And if you add those up, those become a number. I think I'm a number 3, maybe? A name number 3? I forget. I added it up somewhere. But anyway, it was weird. I just had a weird... I know I just came to all of this because of Kobe Bryant. I don't know why. Ooh, I wonder what Kobe Bryant's name number is, or what his numbers are. But just seeing all these grown men cry on TV, it's like, you guys don't even have friends. Like, these are not your friends. I don't think Kobe Bryant fucking liked you either. I'm like, what? Like, I'm so confused. I'm just like, cultural mourning is just so weird. But those times, you know, it does seem like those people, like, now that I'm growing up, like, the people that I did fuck with and that would ugly cry for me on TV, those people are in front of me, not... Because I'm a psychic number 2. So I'm just like, it almost seems like it had to be like this. Like, all of my friends, like, when I think of all these people crying for Kobe Bryant and all these people attacking him or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But the fact that they're talking about him is valuable. The people that have attention, that I have attention, whose attention I have in reality right now, and shortly after my death would be out here yelling and crying, those people almost seem like they're there for a reason. And this is my number 9-ness coming out for my number 2, my destiny 9, because every time I have a psychic number 2 moment, like, I need support. I don't know, just this unstable personality. I remind myself that I'm a destiny number 9, and that everything that I need, I've already been through 8 times, and that everything I need is here in front of me, like, literally in front of me, waiting for me to take advantage of it. And that is also my friends. Like, that's why I can't find nobody that I like outside of who I already fucking like. And that I should count my blessings, and that I reflect the energy of the sun. And I'm talking about myself right now. We're talking about numerology, but it just so happens that I'm just associated with, like, these very strongly. I favor this energy very strongly, but to reflect the light of the sun as the moon and then put it into this space, you know, I can just like my creative energy on, and then I see things grow and move and change, and it's just like, it's just beautiful. And it makes me happy that I get to experience this. So we're gonna continue on, but next week maybe. I don't know. It's just a lot going on. What is your destiny? What do you think? Like, am I crazy? I'm like having an epiphany. I don't know. It's physics, it's math, it's spirituality. It's fun. I like it. Numerology. What do you think? What do you think? What is your impression? Does it explain anything about human personality? Is it psychosocial? Are numbers psychosocial? Is it possible? I think it is. I think it's worth your time. If you want to read this book, you know, text me. Area code 513-549-6080. I'm your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun podcast. That was my radio voice. Stop being self-conscious and stop keeping up with the Joneses, because you have all of the energy that you need is right here in front of you, and you can just meditate on numbers and be really weird with me. Let's do it. Anyway, esoteric means the unknown or hidden, and every week I make it my mission to help build up your understanding of the esoteric energy system using modern science, ancient wisdom, and human potential, okay? So I thank you for listening. And have a great day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.